This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the pardon of a convicted felon who has started a re-entry program for other men emerging from federal prison in the second night of the Republican National Convention. The president's unconventional move is only one of the breaks with tradition as the Republicans hold four nights of festivities in the lead-up to President Trump's acceptance of the Republican nomination to run for a second term in office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to deliver a pre-taped set of remarks Tuesday as he travels overseas promoting the recent normalization of relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, brokered by the United States. The move has sparked criticism as the nation's top diplomat usually refrains from participating in political conventions. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is set to deliver the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden, and presidential offspring Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump are also slated to speak. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial. They're a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another four-year term, when national polls often show voters disapprove of his performance as the country's chief executive during the past 3.5 years. He has 10 weeks left to make his case before Election Day, but the polls show Biden, that is competitor Joe Biden running for the Democrats, leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points. That's according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. The president of the UN Security Council said Tuesday there is no consensus for restoring international sanctions on Iran in the 15-member council, and that he would take no further action on a U.S. demand to reimpose them. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo requested the restoration of sanctions last week. This is VOA News. Pakistan said Tuesday it was hopeful about prospects of U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghanistan's warring parties to end the country's long conflict. The optimism stemmed from a meeting Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi held Tuesday with a visiting Afghan Taliban delegation led by the insurgent group's political affairs chief, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. A post-meeting Pakistani statement said the discussions focused on the stalled Afghan peace process and the way forward. The proposed talks are a product of a February 29th landmark peace deal the United States signed with the Taliban to help end decades of Afghan violence and allow all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country by mid-2021. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper Tuesday his son has, quote, 8 holes in his body from his confrontation with police. He said doctors do not know if the paralysis will be permanent. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city, located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Police used tear gas Monday to subdue protesters as they marched in front of City Hall. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard Monday to help keep the peace. The protesters, led by Black Lives Matter activists, are marching again today. The University of Cambridge has announced it plans to start clinical trials of a coronavirus vaccine later this year. The announcement comes after the British government gave the university $2.5 million in funding for virus development. Scientists developing the vaccine say it uses genetic sequences of all known coronaviruses to help to develop what they hope will be not only protective against COVID-19, but also other related coronaviruses that may transfer from animals to humans. Some 30 vaccines are in human trials at present as the world's experts race to end a pandemic that has now infected more than 23 million people across the world. The U.S. government says it's deeply concerned about medical tests that indicate poisoning in the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in Germany following a medical evacuation from Russia. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny. He's being treated at Germany's Charité Hospital after becoming sick on Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.